Now, Republic of Korea, Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to join previous speakers in congratulating you for your nomination as the president of the sixth review conference of the CCW. My delegation has full confidence in your able leadership for the success of this preparatory committee and upcoming the review conference of the CCW. I would like to assure you of my delegation's continued support and cooperation for your valuable endeavors. The Republic of Korea has been one of the devoted parties to the CCW, which strikes a balance between security concerns and humanitarian considerations. As a long-standing supporter of the CCW, Korea has been in full compliance with the obligations of the convention and its protocols, including the submission of national reports on a regular basis. Mr. Chair, we welcome and appreciate the efforts undertaken by the President-designate to promote wider adherence to the convention. However, the convention's universalization still remains a remote goal, and we hereby encourage the states which have not yet acceded so to join this convention. We would like to encourage all high contracting parties to improve the rate and quality of the national reporting. Mr. Chair, we would like to recall that international law, international humanitarian law in particular, fully applies to all weapons systems. In this vein, we share the grave concern over the continued use of improvised explosive devices and their effect on civilians. We are in support of the continued discussion to address this issue in the coming years in the context of the CCW. My delegation also remains concerned that the humanitarian impact arising from the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of the mine other than anti-personnel mines. All parties, including my own, are obliged to ensure that they are used in accordance with the IHL principles. The issue of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons system has certainly been one of the focuses of our discussions in the CCW framework for the last several years. My delegation welcomes the adoption of the 11 guiding principles in 2019 GGE, which represents a significant achievement by the GGE in a relatively short time. The building upon these guiding principles, which we believe can play a guidance role for the group's future work, we hope that we as a group be able to reach consensus recommendations of the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the areas of laws during the remaining session of the GGE this year. My delegation is committed to actively participate in the collective endeavors. Last but not least, my delegation supports the President-designate's continuing efforts to improve the convention's finance issue. As agreed, the ultimate solution is that all parties pay their contributions on time, and we would like to urge all parties sincerely implement their obligations in this regard. I thank you, Mr. Chair.